the mantle said we couldn't do it. Well, it started like slow, see. Before I was able to get blows of three, my man told him couldn't get shows for me. But that's alright, cause we're here now. We're here now. From the first to the last of the elements included, I'ma flip it wisely, meaning with a prudent recollection of my non-loyal brother and kids. Here's an example of what smothering did. I was supposed to end up without a harvest, but the fruit's born finally of natural cause, of course. Now when you hear the name you, man, ask yourself who can duck a trader kind of fast and easily. Flush all evaders in the path, it seems to be not another in this dimension. I'm of the third jaw, and I like to mention.
Try that puff and stuff, now I had enough. Tough times have come and gone. I hear my old adversaries and they're singing my song. Hey ya, hey ya, hey ya, hey ya. Wishing, pray they stay the hell away. Away, away, down upon the shore of the stag. Cause the Kim man first started rapping. A new style, a true style, a style of the you. Yeah, they diss me too, but now they sweat me anew. I flow with hot sequin, I'm gonna flip kung fu. And flip my style, I start to flow tang wu. Little boy blue, come blow my horn. You had a chance to be down, but now your chance is gone. True, you knew me when I wasn't all that, but you dissed me in fact.
For people over the age of 18.
So if you are not at least 18 years old, you will get in trouble, not them.
Hey, wait, we're not 18.
We better get out of here.
You are down in deep.
This is deep.
With Big D, Shawnee, the Queen, Drew Baby, and Mark, the Dark Wild.
Do you smell it? Because I smell it.
Everything I do is gonna be funky. From now on, yeah.
Cause I can smell it, it's in the air, and I smell it. I have to go deep. This is deep, but I'm going deep. I'm going deep, 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 deep.
You're down in deep.
I'm going deep, deep, deep.
You're down in deep.
Cause I can smell it, it's in the air, and I smell it. I have to go deep.
Everything I do is gonna be funky.
Cause I can smell it, it's in the air. And
from now on, yeah. Everything I do is gonna be funky.
Cause I can smell it, it's in the air. And
from now on, yeah.
Welcome back. Welcome back, welcome back. Well, wait a minute. Should not be saying that to us. They didn't go anywhere, we did.
We did.
It's good to take a stretch and wipe the cold out your eyes after a nice long respite. But your ratchet meters are low. And we are here to fulfill everything it is that you want and you need in your life. I am your man, Big B. Welcome to the In Deep Show. Welcome to IDS. Welcome to the In Deep Network of Shows. 2015 has a lot of promise, y'all. It does. New segments, new shows. Got a couple tricks up our sleeves we're going to try to bring out throughout the course of the year. Of course, it's nothing without your participation. All the deepsters in deepster land. But before I go any further, I do not, I swear I don't, do this show alone. I have with me today, as you heard in the intro, my man, Mark the Doc Wiley.
What's up, everybody? Happy New Year's. We back. Ready to kick it off. Y'all ready to do this?
Yep.
All right, y'all. Okay.
We have with us Drew, baby.
Hello, all.
We have with us the Queen.
Hey, welcome to the show. Thank you for listening.
So, with so much time on your hands, what y'all get into?
Nothing.
Man, I ain't do too much, man. For my birthday, I celebrated it real big. I did it real big, y'all. It was
your birthday more important than Jesus' birthday?
Uh-huh. Is my birthday more important than Jesus' birthday?
I mean, I'm saying because y'all both, you know.
You looking at him like we supposed to know that you going to say your birthday is.
I mean, I'm just saying. You ain't starting with Jesus' birthday.
Well, right on what I'm told, you know, Jesus' birthday really wasn't on the 25th. That's what I'm told. I mean, you know, if that's what you think, my birthday is not that important.
I'm just asking.
Okay.
But being that the 25th was insignificant, go ahead with your birthday.
I'm like Drew. God damn it, my birthday means everything to me. God damn it. I spent the majority of that shit at the DMV, y'all. Can y'all believe that, motherfucking shit?
Doing what?
You know your license lasts for 5 years.
Department of Motor Vehicles.
Yeah. Huh? He had to get provisional.
What'd I say?
Provisional.
I mean, well, you know, this area is the DMV as well. So people don't know if you're saying you just spent it in town or were you in the department.
I thought it was DMV everywhere, no? No?
MVA. Yeah. Some people say MVA, some people say DMV.
Mm-hmm. Okay, our
show comes out of
the Department of Motor Vehicles.
Okay.
And you know what? It was funny, though, because I didn't realize it until like 3 days before that my license would have expired on my birthday. And I forget why I looked at it. Oh, yeah. I had to pull it out for some reason. Mm. But it wasn't anything bad. It was just to make copies.
License and registration.
Chop up that coat.
Trouble with what?
Chop up that coat.
Shit.
But anyway.
That's what his visa's for.
Yeah.
And that pinky nail.
Anyway. I got my new 2020 license. So I don't have to worry about it for another 5 years. And
think you're gonna make it?
I don't know. I'm just taking one day at a time. I mean, tomorrow's not promised to any of us.
It's not, but damn.
I hope you're here.
Me too.
No, seriously. I have so much stuff planned for the 2012 season of the IDS show. And
you said 2012?
2020.
Okay. You planning ahead. Cool, man. But I think I'll be here, hopefully, you know.
Don't.
And we'll leave that to the man upstairs.
Word.
Well, shit, since your birthday. Just shit it on his birthday.
Right.
I didn't shit on shit.
If God woke you up this morning,
acknowledged my shit.
I can handle all things.
Right. Well, look.
If God woke you up this morning,
exactly. I give him his praises every Monday. So can I have one time? I feel that just I deserve one.
Just on IDS show days?
Huh?
Just on IDS show days, no other time.
No, I'm just saying as far as the listeners are concerned.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I praise him every Monday as God far as IDS.
This morning.
Amen.
You can hand me the rest of the bullshits.
Whatever he hands me, I will accept. And I will drink it.
Hey.
There you go. Moving on. Move on so I can drink.
Well, happy belated birthday.
Excuse me. Thank you.
Can also say happy belated to you, the 15WA.
That's right, my boy. Me and my boy Brian, happy birthday the same day. That's right. I ain't believe that shit when he told me.
I neither. Y'all like totally like, well, wait a minute. Do y'all think they're opposites? Like opposite dudes? Mm-mm. Or kind of the same? What do you think?
I don't think they're kind of the same. I mean, he's probably an older version of Brian. I don't know. I'm just saying.
Why is he side-eyeing you?
That's all right. That's cool, though. That's cool.
But
though.
You are older than him. I am. So, yeah.
You know, and I'm learning
way.
To accept that, too.
You learning? You haven't accepted it?
Nah, well, you know. It's just that, you know what? I look older than I feel.
Yeah.
That's what it
you
is.
You just need some Just for Men. You be all right. Look,
no, I don't know. I like my gray.
I'm not doing that shit.
It's nice and even. It ain't like it's like, you know, you salt and peppery everywhere. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I do. I like my white. You motherfucker. You got some coming in too. Don't try to act like you're
coming in the motherfucker. Hey, Mark, can I ask you a personal question?
Uh-oh.
I don't know.
Hold on. Let me take my headphones off. Let me take my
headphones off. Like a trick question.
My headphones off.
Go ahead, ask that question.
Okay, go ahead.
Is your public hair gray?
Some of them. A few of them.
A few? Is it noticeable?
Not really. Not unless you look real close.
So somebody had to tell you?
I'm saying I can see it because I got to wash that shit right there.
You sound like it's a task.
I mean, no. I'm just saying.
I got to wash that shit every day. Like, damn. Yeah, you know, I can skip a day.
Shit. I'm willing to put good money on
that. You had to open up some shit,
I'm
didn't
sorry.
You? That's how I know you are.
I'm willing to put good money on the fact that no one in this room is grayless downstairs.
I'm grayless.
Only because you're hairless?
No. Because I am grayless.
Boom.
Let me see.
I have no.
Yeah, how about that?
Wait, he's trying to say prove it. Deepsis. What's up, Deepsis? Where you at? If you want us to open up Skype next week,
and have
Drew prove.
In HD.
I will not let her do that.
It would not.
Only she wants to.
It ain't going
to
be. It ain't gonna grow back by then, but I know I ain't gray.
Dang, you sound like it's a curse or something.
No, it's not about being a curse. I just know I'm not gray. I mean, I'm gray up top.
I got like three.
Or four. I got like.
Is
seven.
It around the perimeter or seven. Deep into the cove?
Welcome to Nut.
I'm gonna tell you what it is though.
Kinda like weaved in.
Because like, how did you notice it? You know, it got to be like on the rim.
Well, you know what. I notice it because it's ornery.
Oh, right. You don't lay down?
Yeah.
Well, you know, my hair is pretty straight down there, so.
You said I know.
Right. I was going to say, you know.
You know.
Well, not you directly. I'm just saying, you know.
You know.
But it's like them joints don't want to do what everything else is doing. It's like, here we go.
Well, that's what gray hair do.
Yeah.
And you know what? Especially the ones like you get in your nose. Mm. Them motherfuckers is like that white price tag that you to be on your clothes. They just is coarse and thick.
No shit.
Oh, you talking about that little plastic joint that hold
the hold the price tag on?
Right. You trying to steal something?
I kind of chew on those. Just a bite on him. Just flatten him out. That's anyway,
great. Congratulations.
Shut up. This motherfucker said
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Right.
There you go.
Mm. Yeah. Merry Christmas. Like no, floss. Not to you. Merry Christmas. No. Because that's not.
Merry Mark.
Merry Mark, miss.
Merry Marky Mark.
I love you, Jesus.
Merry Marchless.
I love you.
No. Mm-mm. Nope. You know some of the things that you need to leave in 2015?
Yeah. Me and Jesus tight.
That's one of
them. We tight like that. Mm-hmm. That's right. Mm. I'm getting hot.
As you should. So I see a smoke coming from his ass. I'm sorry.
Lord, I'm
sorry. Right.
It's peer pressure.
Pressure bust pipes. Now, nice. You want to talk about that birthday again?
Moving on.
You want to correct that?
Let's digress.
God damn it.
Oh, shit. All right. Before we introduce everyone else to the rest of the show, anything else around Robin? Any late holiday, I forgot you wishes? Anything?
Oh, no, but moving forward for me, and I know that it's probably going to be, you know, a couple of my girlfriends and people might be irritated, but from now on, I am going to try to make it my best to attend anything that is a non-birthday.
Okay.
That's it. 2015 and beyond.
All right.
Wait, what?
Cool.
2015. If you want to have a St. Patrick's Day or whatever thing, I'm going to try to make sure I get there. But if it's your birthday, I'm not.
Why?
According to Facebook, you did that last year.
What? Did what?
Attended everything.
That's the thing. That's the problem. And when it came down to me, I wasn't attending. You know what I'm saying? I try to make it my best to celebrate with people because they invite you. They want
you.
Me to
I got you.
You know, but it seems like it doesn't happen with me. So instead of me making my birthday issue, I will make sure I will try to get to, you know, other things, but don't let it be your birthday because I'm going to probably not come.
Okay,
cool.
So
all right,
let great. It be yay. Written, let it be said.
It
that's
is
right.
Etched in right. Stone.
Shalom.
I hate Mark. No, that's a happy thing. It's not nothing, you know, I'm not mad at anybody. It's
happy
just
happy for you.
Yeah.
Because other people will be sad because you won't be there.
But did they take into account my feelings? You know, when you know, I mean, you just think about it. Because I have a group of girlfriends and you know,
they let you down.
I try to, and this time I expected it, but it was just like, I'm sick of it. Like, I'm not going to sit up there and keep busting my ass and
are you gonna cut
try to
them
make
back,
sure.
Or are you just going to cut back on partying?
Cut back on that part. But partying. Cool I still be cool. Like, right, if you want a good girlfriends, you know, once a month, like we try to do, we'll do that.
Okay.
But don't let it be your birthday because
you ain't got time for it.
Yeah, if I decide to go, yeah, but it's not going to be a thing because I always made it my business to be like, I want to support because they want me there.
Gotcha.
You know, so.
Okay.
You playing no game with these bitches.
Continue.
But see, with me, when it comes to my birthday, I don't trip. I don't even trip, man.
But see,
unless you're going to invite everybody over your house, you wouldn't.
Right.
Yeah, I guess that's different. Though. But I don't do that.
I'm a fanatic over birthdays. I love when I have friends and stuff that turn another age. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That does here another year and, you know, to be with their loved ones and me. And, you know, I love birthdays.
Okay.
Everybody don't feel like that.
Yeah.
Or, you know, so.
Right. Absolute and pay.
Somebody should call a doctor.
I'm not a doctor, but I play one on TV.
Doctor, give me the news.
Sarah.
Welcome back, Doc, man. We missed you
so
much.
Hey.
I just, no, seriously. I didn't know where to turn to get material that I needed to go back and research all the last 2 weeks. I'm glad you're back, sir.
That side eye was epic.
You like that?
That was the best side eye I've ever seen you give in the studio.
Because, you know, sometimes he set you up for the knockout. I just wanted. We good? All right.
Thank you, Brian. Thank you for that.
He even though he got crook in his neck.
Sailor Pearl. Sailor. Wow.
No, uh-huh, that one.
Sarah Palin. She done did it again, y'all.
This broad put a picture on Instagram of her son standing on a dog, standing on their family dog. All right, so the dog was like laid out right in front of the little countertop, and her son was standing on top of him, you know, like leaning on the counter, right? So apparently, you know, Peter people went at her about it, you know. So she got all.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. But I mean, if you really look at the dog, it's kind of a big, healthy dog.
How old is the son?
He looked like around 7. Did y'all see it? No?
I see it.
He looked like he was around 7 or 8. I mean, he wasn't a real big dude. I'm pretty sure if he was big, the dog would have been like, I would try to bite him or something. You know, but the dog was just chilling. And he was standing on the dog, so, you know, everybody was going, you know, like I said, Peter went hard on her about, you know, cruelty to animals and everything. And she started calling, you know, Peter hypocrites, because she said, as long as you like a big celebrity and you, you know, donate money to Peter or whatever, they don't mess with you. And she also went to say that Barack Obama said that he didn't have any problems eating dead dog or whatever they do in Hawaii. I guess that's the thing or whatever. You know, she said y'all ain't say nothing when Barack Obama said that he kind of enjoyed eating a dead dog. I guess they prepare it, you know, with some special sauces or something. So.
Okay.
So she just said, hold up, why y'all fuck with me because my son was standing on our family?
Now, why is she comparing her situation to Obama? She couldn't pick nobody else.
Well, you know how Sarah Palin is. You know.
Was the picture of the little boy like on the sink?
Yeah, he didn't have his shirt on, right?
No, he had on the shirt.
He had a shirt, okay. I think I saw a picture.
Yeah. But anyway, people at PETA, they says, you know, Sarah Palin knows as much about PETA as she does geography.
Oh, ooh. Well, ooh. Ooh, burn.
That was quite a below blow. That was kind of funny, though.
Yeah, that's a good one. Because she can see Russia.
Is that, okay, that little boy, is he special? He looked touched.
I think he's Down syndrome, I think.
Oh,
yeah,
really?
That is the one. Yeah, so he's little. He's kind of. It ain't like it was some big ass little boy standing on a dog.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, he's a little. Yeah, he does have. That was the one in the during the whole. What do you call it? The race. That she was holding the whole time. That's when Whistleface was pregnant.
Yeah, they actually at one point thought that was her son.
Yes, that's what they were trying to say.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
No, shout out to Corky.
Okay,
all right. Now, y'all are familiar with Celebrity Apprentice. Okay, now Keisha Knight Pulliam was on that joint. Okay, now apparently they had elected her.
She still messing with Big Ticker?
I don't know. She still look all right, though. You know, if I wasn't married, you know, she can get it.
Right.
She was elected.
Okay, you said she could. If you wasn't married, she'd get it. You can hump on her and not at any point think of Lil Rudy.
Perhaps.
You can be right about to put it in and not think of
baby.
Right. Well, you
still
right.
Do it anyway.
Yes,
right.
I would.
Okay.
All right. Anyway, she was elected.
2 years later.
Project. She was elected project manager on, you know, one of their little things on Celebrity Apprentice. Now, she was supposed to raise money, you know, her and her team or whatever, supposed to raise the most money to win the little, you know, the little thing they had or whatever. But
Donald Trump?
Donald Trump. God damn it, I don't know why I had that down here. But Donald Trump was getting on her for not calling Bill Cosby to ask him for some money to donate, you know, to the cause that they were trying to raise money for. And she just said, well, I haven't talked to Bill Cosby in years.
Right.
You know, I mean, everybody around the table was like, you know, you should have called Bill. And it looked like, I think I saw a tear if I'm not mistaken.
And she probably feeling like she was ganged up on.
Yeah, probably. Mm-hmm. Probably. But it didn't roll. It just stopped right there. You know? So I was like, I was trying to look real close. And I was like, wow. But she was real cool about it. It wasn't like she just started weeping and shit started flying down and everything. But everybody was jumping on. They was like, well, we called all our friends and we did this and
well,
we did that.
Well, that was her choice. Like,
right.
I actually saw her on the Today Show this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And she was saying, like, she wouldn't have felt right calling him because she hadn't spoken to him in a really long time. Mm-hmm. She said, we don't, you know, people think because of the show, we all sit around having dinner together right. all night or we hang out on a weekend.
Right.
So she said, so she was like, I didn't feel right calling him, right. you know. And the really weird part is the show was taped before the whole Bill Cosby
right
thing.
Right. Yeah. Stop it.
No, the show was taped before all that shit, you know, yeah. all the allegations came out.
So. Now I feel you.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I'm saying, she might have called him, been like, yo, Bill, you good? He'd been like, man, can you just come over and I just want to talk to you?
Ew.
Ew. I got some pudding pops and Coca-Cola.
Right. Mm. You got a headache? Take that.
All right.
You remember that episode, yeah. Rudy, Keisha, when you was on my knee?
All right, right. He was doing all that. That little fat boy damn near broke his leg. That was funny. That was funny.
But yeah, but anyway, so that's what she was pretty much saying. She said that she didn't feel right.
Right.
You know, calling him and, you know, she said that, you know, the man that I know and love, you know, she said, I don't see him as that dude.
Right.
Pretty much is what she was saying.
Oh.
You know, because of course they were going to ask her that question. Right. I was like, wait for it. They're going to ask her about Bill Cosby and everything that's going on. So she said, I really can't speak to that because I don't know anything about it. You know, that, I mean, because if you think about it, she was really little.
Yeah.
When she was on that show, she was like a baby, you know. So, I mean, and so up to now, so all that stuff that was happening, allegedly, but not really.
Right.
Kind of.
But did she seem to get emotional a little bit when she started talking?
No. No. They did the whole thing, you know, how, like, they put people in the cars and then they drive off, like, looking all sad and shit.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So she got out of the car and was walking into the studio kind of like they do on the show. It was kind of cool.
But, oh, okay.
Hasn't she been dismissed from the show already?
Yeah. That's what I was getting ready to get to. All that stuff Sharnee just said, that's what I was going to say, pretty much. Yeah, like she said, like Sharnee said. She hadn't talked to Bill in 5 years. So she didn't feel right calling the man asking off right out of the blue asking for money.
That makes sense to me.
Yeah. You know, and but they kept on drilling her. They of kept course, drilling. They were like, well, it's not about you know,
because they're users.
You
know?
I was just about to say that. Just because you use people doesn't mean everybody
uses it, right. They were like, this is a show. You were you know, you were elected to be project manager.
And
it was up to you to try to get as much money as you could for this you know.
But what if she contacted Bill and he gave her like some real like low figure,
right.
What would they say then?
Right.
Oh, you should have, you know.
Then they would have been like, "Oh, that's all that Bill gave
exactly.
you
to give him right. more,
but, yeah, get I more from him Bill or something." Yeah, you know. Anyway, you know, at the end of it, you know what Donald Trump said:
"You're fired."
Mm-hmm. I kind of felt sorry for Keisha though, because the thing about it, she was trying to talk, and every time she tried to say something, somebody else would just jump in and. It was like, I'd have been hot. That would have went off.
And it
would have
been no mic for you to thumb. What would you have thumbed?
I wouldn't have thumbed shit. I would have got up and said, look, motherfuckers, I'm trying to say something. Because every time she was like, no, somebody else would jump in and say, no, but I mean, you and Bill, you know, he known you. You've known him ever since you were little and everything. And she was like, well.
Why y'all all up in my, I would have been like, why are you all up in my friendship? If I did, I chose not to call him because of what I chose to do. I use all the other venues I needed to get to whatever we need to get accomplished. So stop worrying about my contacts.
And she said she wasn't the one that, like, there were other people that made less money than her.
Right.
So, but I guess she was the project director,
you know,
right?
She said that, you know, Bill ain't, you know, even come near her. But she said talk to Lisa Bonet for a few minutes.
No, stop it. Well, stop.
views of Brian. Your views of
Brian. Miss Bonet with her sexy ass.
Oh man, what you talking about?
And she's sexy.
She's still sexy though.
She's still sexy. And that
she always that seemed to be kind of weird to me though.
We talked about him on the show before.
Yeah, we did.
Yep.
Yeah, he's wonderful.
Yep,
he's wonderful.
They look good. They're a sexy ass couple. Weird because she's like this big and he's like this tall, but they just look good together.
All right.
And weird. All right.
Cool, cool. Hey, y'all. This is 2015 right there. Hey, y'all. That was the first one.
Yeah,
that's right. That's right. Write that shit down, Brian.
You know what? We need to count how many times you say it. That'll be tight.
Okay, that's going to be your job. Hey, y'all. Guess how many cars Floyd... How many cars do you think Floyd Mayweather has?
Gives a fuck.
Okay. All
20.
Right. 20? Stop Googling, Brian. All right, I'm gonna run it down.
Ain't
to
got
y'all.
More than Jay Leno.
Nah.
Nope. Okay. Yo. I'm gonna run it down to y'all. Then I'm gonna run down the total of how much all the cars cost all together. Okay, he has let me see, 2 Bugatti Veyrons. Okay, now both of them are worth $2 million a piece. Okay. Why you gotta do all that? He has 1 Bugatti Grand Sport. That is worth $2 million. A Ferrari 458 Spider, that's worth $2 million. 1 Lamborghini Aventador, that's worth $400,000. 1 Porsche 911 Turbo S, that's worth $180,000. And 1 Ferrari 599 GTB, that's worth $300,000. Okay, totaling. Oh shit, I ain't even write a total. But it was $7 million.
A lot of money.
It was around one, two, carry the 4 plus 6. It was $7.2 million. And plus he owns his own jet. Now they saying that Floyd is worth over
shit on Jay Leno.
400. Ain't got shit on Jay Leno.
Hell no.
He ain't even close.
No, he ain't Jay even Leno close. Got 1 car worth that.
Right. Right. Jay Leno's. And you see how plain he is? He look like you. You know what I'm saying? Just plain. Ain't got to be all flashy and
That's you how you're supposed to carry.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How much you think I'm worth?
Can you go to the next story?
That was
I opened
the door for you. I know this motherfucker right here wanted to say something, but that's all good. That's all good.
He wasn't paying attention.
Okay, yeah, he probably over there trying to set up some goddamn clips and shit.
I mean, I was going to answer the call. I thought everybody was going to take a turn.
I opened the door for 250.
You said how much?
Don't worry about it. I'm moving on.
I'm asking you with or without the sweater.
Hussy. You bastard. Okay, on a lighter note, rest in peace goes to anchor Stuart Scott. Okay, my man, he was a pretty good dude though. He was a sports anchor. He died at the age of 49 on Sunday. He was with ESPN. He started in 1993, and he hosted Sports Night, and eventually, you know, he became a big sports anchor and everything. I'm pretty sure y'all seen a lot of shit on the news by now. But he was survived by two daughters, Taylor and Sydney. And hey, did y'all know that he was like a MMA training? He was in MMA training.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, you knew that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah.
Because the whole sick, well, kind of trying to fight through
work
the sickness,
in between cancer and everything. Yeah.
Wasn't trying to let him get him down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so he was trying to work through it.
Yeah, and he made a pretty moving speech on the ESPYs and everything.
And you know what's so wild is that I remember seeing him about a year. It was like last year. Mm-hmm. I saw him on something, and I was like, he looked pretty tiny. I was like, he must be sick.
Mm-hmm.
But I, you know, it paid never, it no mind,
right,
you know.
Right.
Because he didn't look frail.
Right.
He just looked small, like he was going through something.
Mm-hmm.
But I see that with that training, it didn't make him look frail. You know, it just made him look, you know, he was small, but he was
maybe
still
lean.
In shape. Right.
Tight.
Right. So I didn't know what it was for, but I didn't know that he went through it this many times.
Yeah.
Aww. Yeah. Like I said on Facebook, I'm not a sports fan by any means, mm-hmm. but, you know, I knew about him and He seemed like he was a good dude from what everybody has been saying about him. Like, I don't ever remember hearing anything bad about him.
Right. So, I like how outspoken he was. And he did change, you know, broadcasting.
They also say he came up with the phrase booyah.
That's what you mean came up with the phrase or just owned the phrase?
Yeah, I mean, he's one of at least brought it to prominence. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. And what was the other one? Cool as
cool other side of the pillow.
I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if he can brought up. Did he come up with that one?
He cool. He's cooler than the other side of the pillow, right? When you say cooler than the other side of the pillow.
Yeah, he had a bunch of just slick sayings like that and like hip hop sayings that he would just throw in.
Yeah. But you know what though? There's a lot of sayings that are just coming out right now that old people way back in the day used to say, like, I'll holler at you.
Yeah.
My great grandparents used to say that. Yeah. You know,
and
but
some stuff that was in George Clinton. I forgot what song is it? Oh, gosh. Atomic Dog.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot what song. I mean, if it was a, I think it was Atomic Dog. Mm-hmm. Anyway, it was dog something that I heard.
Chases his tail.
It was something that he said in the song. It's like, oh, that's where people got it from. Like, oh, damn, that's old as shit, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I forget what it was. I think Ice Cube said it. Something like that.
AA?
That? I think it was that.
Really?
That one, and it was something else. Yep. It was AA. Yeah, that joint right there.
Okay, I think I can remember George saying AA, but in another
not
way,
just
though.
Meaty, she was totally neat. She didn't freak me.
Yeah. Well, all right.
Yike.
Yeah, okay. Hey, not just needy.
Yeah, yep. That's what I mean.
Hey, right. Not just needy. Yeah. Okay, okay. I was, yeah, see, I knew that.
Yep. You
said. All right.
You was a stagehand back then.
Yeah. I was the one who put all this, hooked up the PA system and shit. I was little.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did all that. All that. Okay, that concludes my diagnosis, y'all. The first diagnosis for 2015. That's right. Write everything down because everything I said was true.
Ish?
Ish, yeah. Or not.
Do you have new IDS sauces or they're the same ones from 2014?
That was a new one right there. You're talking about the sauces.
Uh-huh.
Well, I don't want to tell you right now. Mm-hmm. You know, we're in negotiations because they want more money.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? And, right. And the sauces that they gave me.
Black account cans, too.
Huh?
What?
You want me, y'all think I should fire them?
Mm-mm.
Y'all should keep them around?
Mm-hmm.
Or pay them, like, per story or something?
Mm-hmm.
Per. Mm-hmm. Okay. I
have more on that next week.
Y'all stay tuned.
Hi, this is Reverend Ken Blanchard, host and producer of the Black Man with a Gun podcast. Subscribe to my show so you can hear about gun rights, history, and old school wisdom from a man who's traveled the world, trained others, and protected people his entire life. Laugh with me. Cry with me. Do better than me. BlackManWithAGunShow.us for the audio. BlackManWithAGun.com for the blog. Shalom, baby.
Welcome back. It's Man Big D. New York. Ferguson. Areas that rocked the end of 2014 and brought a bunch of consciousness to just what it is sort of to be black these days. And it got me to thinking. Having a conversation with a friend of mine that just couldn't digest as a white person. The day-to-day trials and tribulations and quirky situations and awkward moments that goes into being black. So I said, you know what? Since you are a regular listener of the show, I will document for you almost weekly. And of course, with the help of our Deepsters, I know that they will write in, or I know that they will send their voice recordings in of just what it means to be black today. So without further ado, it's being black. Okay, so I was at work last week, and I was in front of a store. I was walking towards the front of a store that was entirely a glass front, so everybody inside the store can see everything going on outside. Everybody outside can see everything going on inside. Just no mysterious moments, no nothing. So I walk to the door, and it's a double door. So I open the first door. There's a lady walking right towards me. I mean, for all intents and purposes, looking right at me. So I go to open the door for her. And as she takes one step out the door, oh my God, you scared me. Mm-hmm. I didn't come around the corner. It's not nighttime.
Wasn't a dark alley?
It wasn't a dark alley. We looked at each other the entire time as we walked towards each other, because it was one of those looks. Have you ever like walked towards a door and it was almost sort of a look like who's going to kind of get to the door first?
Right.
So it was one of those situations. What this bitch just say? I mean, gasp. You scared me. I said, ma'am, it's a glass door. How did I scare you? I had coffee in my hand.
Oh.
Okay.
Scared equals coffee in hand.
Oh. Her coffee was afraid.
So she had to be vocal for her coffee.
Or she had a tingling in her pants. She was like, ooh, you scared me.
Or she just didn't. Her vocabulary is short and she couldn't think of
that. She was like,
else.
Oh, big black dude.
Yeah,
oh,
right.
Sir?
Mm-hmm. Right.
I mean,
say what you felt. Mm. You didn't feel scared.
That bitch was just crazy, man.
It's just the everyday trials and tribulations.
Being black.
Of being
walking
black.
Walking around.
Uh-huh. Right, right.
Being black.
Being black!
Yeah. Yeah.
Yo, this is producer Rich Harrison, and you're listening to the In Deep Show, where they go deep. Bring a snorkel, my brother.
Deeps, it's up to you. We know what life is being black. Queenie Queen.
Hey, yo.
Where can they send their brief being black moments to?
Hey, send it to indeepshow@yahoo.com, or you can leave us a voicemail, 202-750-1437. That's 1-I-D-S.
Send it.
Don't be shy, because we know y'all out in the world and y'all have some moments.
Do something while you walking around.
Walk around right. And what?
She said, do something while you walking around. Uh-huh.
And being black.
Invoke a black moment.
Oh, boy. All right, so.
I need that as a ringtone. Can y'all do that? Y'all need right. To, please.
That's cool. I like
need
that.
To, yes, yeah, I totally need that. I was like, I need my phone to do that. I need I'm at work so people can be like, what the? What?
Right.
Or I'm in line at the grocery store. What?
Right.
It can happen. If you send me the audio, I can turn it into a ringtone.
You'll make it happen.
Yeah, I can turn it into a ringtone.
Right. Okay, guys. We need help. IDS staff. Deepsters. We need help. My friend needs help.
Oh boy.
My friend needs help. So I have a friend of mine that for Christmas found out. Well, they were proposed to.
Oh.
Cool.
Without joyous moment. And everybody, the whole family was there and everybody's gathered around. It was great. Mm-hmm. But there was the young lady that was proposed to wasn't 100%.
I'm sorry.
Go wasn't 100% fulfilled. Mm. She feels that the ring that she was given is either A, stolen, or B, ill-gotten.
Oh. Wow.
So she wants to know, should that make a difference? Should she just be blissfully happy and go forth with her relationship that to that point, you know, didn't really have any issues or nothing? Or should she say something to him and possibly stomp on this dude's efforts and feelings? Mm. What should she do? Drew, baby, thug, princess. Like, Drew, before you get started, hold your thought 2 seconds. Don't forget it. Please don't forget it.
Don't forget it.
And I apologize because I can't look it up fast enough. But you got two very nice emails.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah, people missed you.
Oh.
Aw. I missed you.
I missed you, love too.
You. I love you back.
Okay.
Yes. Okay, go ahead. What's your thought?
It was a mushy moment. I was.
Is that mushy?
That's yes. It depends on the history of this cat. You know, like if she didn't just sense that from out of nowhere. You know, something has happened previously to make her think. I don't know about this ring. Either it could be, I know you ain't had this much money. It could have been
2 previous felonies.
Right. Yes.
The incarceration. The fact he just got out and didn't have any money
exactly.
Yesterday.
No bullshit. Right, right. The fact that his job is not paying that much.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, it could be a lot of factors in it. Now, somebody who, you know, see, I like the fact that it seems like she's not one of the type of women that just wants the ring and is in love with the idea of being married and engaged and all that. She wants to question that shit because this is long term. That ring is long term. When you get into something like that, you in it for the long haul, not for a few. You know, you might possibly want to pass that down to your children and your children's children. So you got to know the history of that ring.
Or pawn it.
But see, that was one of the things I said to her. That's one of the things I said to her. I said, you know, we are coming out of, for a lot of people, we are still in some very hard times.
Right.
And how do you know dude didn't for real scrape his nickels and hit a pawn shop and get that joint.
Right.
Mm. How do you know? How you know he didn't, you know, lessen himself as a man and ask to borrow that money to get that joint? You know what I'm saying? And right. My advice to her was,
she didn't approach him yet. That's what you said.
No, she hasn't.
Okay. Okay.
My advice to her was, whatever you do, tread so lightly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Leave room for your tone and your approach not to be so
Inspector Gadget-ish.
Could you say, hey, baby, can we go and get a ring guard put on this?
Or
insurance? Yeah. Or because I feel like it's going to, you know.
You
it's
can
gonna,
do that.
This ring is too nice for come me to off be a little slipping bit. Off my finger.
So
yeah.
I think,
baby, let's go. Let's go right up to the store.
Yeah, so I'm saying. So if it's at the store, or you think it was a smash and grab, or?
I mean, who if he stole it, why you can't take it to a store and get a ring guard?
Well, that's what. But that's what I'm saying. I mean, you go back to the store you got it from, and you know, get some insurance and get a ring guard or get it resized.
Maybe you got papers on this because I want to make sure it's insured.
Maybe it's a family heirloom.
Okay, suppose he says, "All right, give it to me. I'll take it."
You don't know my baby. I need to go because you don't know my exact.
I want
to
go with you.
I want to make sure it's right. And because you know,
there's no point in going back and forth. Let's just go together one swoop.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, if
to
she's
me,
that,
I'm gonna be honest with you.
It's
very simple as both of them walking in there and say, "Hey, I'd like to get a ring guard put on this, and can I get the stone appraised and insurance?"
If it was from the same place, I'd highly doubt if they're gonna.
How do you know he stole it from there?
I didn't say he stole it at all.
I'm saying. I mean, if however saying, wherever he got this ring from, you can go to a jewelry store. And
but wherever he got the ring from, he's 9 times out of 10 gonna go to the same place he bought it from. And then have them insure it and have them resize it. Because they probably
bought it from someplace like Jared or Millard or whatever.
So you can
like
go
that.
To any place and get your ring insured?
Oh.
Absolutely.
Sure. Yeah, you can. Yeah. Mm. But, I mean, but that's, I don't know. She has to go with her vibe. I mean, unless she thinks her finger's going to fall off, keep it moving, man. Don't stress out about it. I mean, because if you do, like...
But I feel like if it's bothering her,
that's what I'm saying. That's why the only reason why I said about going to the store and getting, like you said, insured or getting the guard or whatever. If it's bothering you,
You know, I also think that it should be, like I said, if it's really bothering her, I think it should be brought up in conversation, and I think she's probably going to have to put a disclaimer out there. Like, look, baby, I'm not trying to, you know, bring you down or. Whatever the case may be, you know, however you're going to slice it up or try to rub them down first before you let them know, like,
oh,
look.
Baby, I love this ring so
I
much.
Love it. I love this ring. It's just that I'm feeling, I know our
it's
money situation.
I think it might be too much.
Right. I know our money situation. Right. And I'm.
Ain't no woman saying it's too much.
No doubt. But it's like, I know money situation is. You know, things has been a little tight, and I can't help. I'm trying not to, but I can't help but to wonder how you were able to get such a gorgeous ring like this. And if he's like,
don't worry about it, baby. You're worth it, and it's here, and I love you, and that's
keep
all
moving.
That matters.
Yeah, that was my grandmother.
Then I have to keep it moving. I mean, I would have to keep it moving after that. Mm-hmm. Like,
if you ask and you put it out there.
Yeah. And if, you know,
what can you do?
I can't harp on it.
I mean, I did, you know, also one of the things I told her was just don't invent a situation. If there's not one and there hasn't been one,
right.
At least just maybe use this for a moment to just kind of keep your eyes open now going forward. Mm-hmm. And
before you get a venue.
Yeah.
Right, but then that's even crazy because you love this person and you know, now you gotta you know,
give him a side eye,
right? You know what I'm saying? Into a marriage or a possible wedding? I mean, that's crazy. Like, I feel like all that shit needs to be when you propose to somebody. I've never been proposed to, but I'm just guessing that when you propose to somebody, you're ready. You know what I'm saying? You're ready to make that commitment. You're ready to move forward in life together. You're ready to be open and honest about life and you two's relation, everything. I don't want to get a ring and I'm questioning
or thinking in the back of my head, where the hell he get this shit from? Yeah, he said he loved me. I don't know how he afforded this, and I'm looking at you like this every time we do something.
Take that
dealing
shit
with money.
To the damn jewelry store and say, look, can you tell me? Give it to him. Say, can you tell me, you know, whether it was purchased or it was stolen without him? It ain't hard to do.
He might not have brought it there.
Right. They wouldn't be able to say, you know.
But don't they have like numbers and shit
exactly
inside?
That's what I was getting ready to say.
Some
they
places
can tell.
Do. No. Some places have the ID in the diamond.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Not all places.
Right.
Yeah. And again, if he purchased that from a pawn shop, a crackhead, mm-hmm. you know, then stole stuff out of his mama jewelry box or something, and mama had a big rock or something.
Right.
That diamond's on the streets now.
Right. And does she know? Can
well,
she? Does she know
case,
how to
roll with it?
You know, does she know how to tell her diamonds? Because it could be a big old pretty.
Zirconia.
QVC
cubic
special.
Which brings me to my next point.
Oh shit!
Oh, okay.
I said, would you rather have the feeling that you have now, or the feeling of wondering, is this motherfucker real?
I went through all this damn trouble.
Right.
Well, yeah. Hey, there you go. You wanted to know, didn't
color,
you?
What is it? Color, cut, clarity. And something, one more thing I'm missing.
Clitoris.
Costume.
Hello.
No.
I'm going to be like Pam.
Nope. Not that.
Pam or Martin. When she did like this. It's flawed.
Uh-huh. Right, right.
Just for my eyeball.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Right. Just for the eyeball. Mm. Bless her heart. I wish them well.
Yeah, me too.
Deepsters, we need your help. We need your help. Tell these people something. Quinny, how can they get their response read on the show?
InDeepShow@yahoo.com. Let us know what you think. Because, I don't know. I'd say keep it moving, man.
Yeah,
shit.
No bullshit. If y'all been
together
for a while.
Two lives hang in the balance, people.
Fuck that.
Yeah. I mean, I can see checking to see if it's a CV, though, but...
I mean, but if it's a CV.
CZ. Sorry.
Whatever.
Oh, my God. I had a mark moment. Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, shit. It's a cubic zirconian or whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, are you going to say, no, I'm not going to marry you because it's a cubic zirconian?
See, I'm not all on that. You know, I'm not into, you know. Don't get me wrong. Put some thought behind it. But it doesn't have to be the biggest rock ever to show me that you love me. Your actions show that.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can only afford something... let's say $500 or whatever, and I know
band.
I can get an upgrade.
Right.
You know, moving
I'm
forward.
Saying, I don't want a CZ.
Don't give me
give
no fake
no
stones.
Bullshit.
Just right, just to make
give
me look
band.
Like, yeah.
Because
I'd rather
the
have
last time
I
checked,
tattoo your initial on my joint. I don't care. Like, we love each other.
Last time I checked, bands make queen dance. So we're gonna be right back, Deepsters. 2015.
I don't see nothing happening.
We love
right now.
It's coming. Clap, 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 clap.
Be in black.
Be in black.
Damn, that show was fast.
Yep.
Queenie.
Hey, yo.
Why do we take breaks?
To talk, to pee, to communicate. And sometimes we're just sitting here.
Being black. Being black.
Right, 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 right.
The breaks are for you, people.
Oh, so you can go get a plate or a drink or whatever
do
you
your
need.
Things. Right. Drew Baby. Two finger, one finger.
Two finger, two. I hate you.
Right.
It's my time.
Inspector Gadget.
My watch was ringing. I'm sorry.
Be working
I can't.
Week.
I cannot. Two finger. Two. Being blessed with a J-O-B. Mm. Even working after the holiday, I didn't necessarily want to go in, but it wasn't because of the job. It was because I just didn't want to go in, but thank God I got a job.
Amen.
You know? One finger to how I've been feeling lately. A slight little funk. Get out of it, though. Because I'm too blessed to be stressed in real life. So, yeah.
Word.
Boom. Booyah.
Doctor.
Two finger to 2015. We bring it in real well. I think we had a pretty good show and everything. What, you know what? One finger goes to that motherfucker play. The Dallas play. God damn it. Detroit Lions was supposed to get that motherfucking call, man. What you think?
You talking to her? She just said she wasn't a sportsman. Why are you pointing to her about
that? I'm sorry. Brian, what you think about that play, man? That was pass interference. That shit could have went a whole lot of ways, man. Fuck, man. Goddamn just Cowboys like then slid into the next round.
Like people slide into other people's DMs.
Damn, you know what I'm saying? God damn it. All the teams that own one fucking play, the motherfucking Cowboys and slid into the next rounds of the goddamn playoffs.
But you know what, though? I was always taught.
Oh, shit.
Don't ever blame it on one play. You had hundreds of plays before that did more, and you didn't. Mm-hmm. So,
all right.
I mean, yeah. I know what you feel. I feel your pain. Nene.
Hey, yo. Let's see. Two fingers to everybody out there that caught up on the In Deep Show. Recap the recap. And old episodes of The Un. So thank you for sharing and listening and Happy New Year and everything. Let's see. One finger. I don't really have a one finger.
We ain't gonna start the off with that shit. You give one finger to that traffic that you...
Oh,
yeah. How about that?
You know what? Thank you for reminding me.
Lord have
mercy. Well, it's kind of hard because it's like I don't want to give the one finger to the people.
Oh, I got a text coming on my watch.
Okay, you know what?
I don't want to turn the talk to me,
you know what I'm saying?
One finger to that damn watch.
You know what I mean?
Shut up, B. Just let him have it.
Right.
Damn.
But he's right, though. One finger to that traffic, because I was in that shit for a really long time. Yeah. And yeah. I was like, do I get off? Do I go somewhere? Do I keep straight? What do I do?
That's a hump to be caught in traffic.
But
I
feel bad for the people. To the guy on the bike. Accident. In the tractor trailer, I'm like, ooh. Like, I didn't see it, but ooh.
Right.
But just that traffic, 4:30 to what, 6 something? That's crazy.
Or the tractor trailer hit a motorcycle?
Or the motorcycle hit a tractor trailer. I don't know the whole story. And then somebody else hit somebody else.
For the bike. That's a lose-lose for the bike.
You know what I mean? Shit. That's what said, don't really matter which way it went. Yeah. But yeah, then there was another accident that happened, you know, down the road.
I think I'd rather hit tractor trailer.
Yeah, no shit.
Because there's no way you went in that tractor trailer hit you. I could bounce off a tractor trailer and cause some shit to happen on it. Anyway.
Yeah, so, yeah, for that traffic. Aw.
All right.
Lord.
Two fingers to any and all Cowboy fans that were born in the state of Texas.
Good boy.
Congratulations. Your team did y'all's thing.
Good boy.
And you won. As promised, shout outs to Miss Latasha Locke.
Okay, you sound very like
Texas born. No, because I give it to her on Facebook all day. You all know.
Right.
Born in Texas, Dallas to the core. I believe her. One finger to you fake ass, loser ass, only talk shit when y'all win ass, can't find you when you fucking lose ass. DMV Cowboy fans, fuck you hard. If you are in the sound of my voice and it fits you, fuck you.
Fuck you. Fuck you.
And the only thing I despise worse than y'all are the motherfuckers that got the audacity to come on my page, interrupt me talking shit about your shitty team, and because your stupid ass dropped out of school in 8th grade, your word game is not strong enough to fuck with me on some smack talk, so you block me, then have the nerve to be a bitch ass nigga and want to come back and ask for my friendship on Facebook again? Fuck you. One finger. 2015, IDS, RTR, The Un. Listen, we love to have fun, we love to entertain. We're gonna say what we feel, and if we say something wrong, holla at us. It's an open forum, man. Ain't nobody over here scared. But what won't happen, what will not happen, is we will not be censored on what we feel and think.
Right.
Woo-woo.
No lie to that.
Please understand that. That is so serious for this year. All right? One for the trolls, zero for me. We start fresh now. Love y'all. IDS. Gots to go, y'all. No class, but I'm doing what I want to do. So groove with me if
you can. Yeah, sir.
Or just do what you can. I have fun.
No doubt.
Oh, shut.
I miss them people.
Why you lying? Oh, mass shouts. Mass shouts.
Oh.
Chaz.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Chaz, Chaz set things off for us to get rid of some of these gremlins in here.
Okay, okay.
So big shout for the man Chaz over in Hawaii. If you want to send a plane ticket, I want to see Hawaii too. Man shouts to Lady Rowe.
Lady Rose
says she's tired of the gremlins.
Okay, aww. Okay.
So she sent a little something towards the Gremlin Relief Fund.
Dino Red said something about him getting some new equipment or something.
Yes, he did.
Mm-hmm. He
congratulations.
Him counting what he just said.
No doubt. And mass shouts to mass shouts to sponsors sending in the check money. Thank you. Gremlin Relief Fund. Appreciate it. And always in closing, we like to say,
God woke you up this morning. You can handle the rest of the bullshit.
I want all of you out of my house now. Now I want all of you out of my goddamn house. Out damn spot. You better get the fuck on out of my house. Out, damn it!